welcome to the Stoic Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Tim Holloway, and I am the Stoic Entrepreneur. This is the go-to podcast for Stoic thought with a holistic mindset. Be prepared to be challenged to the core. Responsibility for happiness. We're going to do a brief recap. And it was the five happiness realities. Number one is the deepest meaning of happiness is to have a soul that is well. Number two, fulfillment is a decision and an act of the will. Number three, your mindset is your responsibility. Number four, if your opinions and your judgments are getting you in trouble, create something different and change your opinion. Number five, if your mindset is bringing you pain, create a different mindset. All right. Responsibility for your happiness. This is reality number one. And that is you consider your heart as a throne or an operation room. Always consider who is reigning on your throne. Is it wisdom? Is it virtue? Or is it ignorance and vice? If you allow ignorance to hold the wheel, then don't complain where ignorance might take you. If vice is on the throne, then don't be surprised when you become sedated and numb through addiction. You can't wonder why there is so much pain in your life when you surrender control to the lower nature and the animalistic impulses. If you fail to check yourself and beat that animal into submission, don't be surprised if it tears you apart. And what I mean by all of this is that there is a control room, a throne, and that if we allow ourselves, that is our debased nature, that is the fearful and insecure nature that is within all of us, if we allow that person to begin to rule and reign, then chaos and pain is going to be the results. And so we have to become conscious and aware and say, you know what? Wisdom is going to begin to reign on the throne of my heart. Responsibility for happiness. Reality number two, the buck stops with you. Now, if the buck doesn't stop with you, then who? Don't depend on a leader to feed you. Feed yourself. Why should you complain that another man is not feeding you? Step up to the table and eat. Now, mentors are a good thing, but you, your mindset, which everything within your realm is your responsibility. Now, we need to educate our own selves to oversee our own growth. And by all means, put the spoon of wisdom to your mouth and eat. Now, one of the greatest mindsets that we can adopt is this, is that I am my responsibility. And when I look at the growth of an expansion of my mindset, then I must conclude that I am the overseer of that mind and that I am responsible for what takes place in the areas that are within inside my domain. All right. Responsibility for happiness, reality number three, the heart and the soul is the command center of life. Now, with that idea, we should really prepare a seat for wisdom. Now, I want you to think of this in military terms and really think about it as a commander, okay? And that is the person who is in charge. Now, would you execute the orders of a madman? No, you wouldn't, right? Now, do you want to carry out the orders of an ignorant person? Okay. And what we have to look at is the lower animalistic nature as a fool. Are you looking to start a podcast? Check out Podcast Powertrain. We help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building top-rated podcasts in 14 days or less. Check out Podcast Powertrain. .com. Okay. That leads us into a lot of pain and a lot of trouble. And what we need to get the visualization is that we're kicking that fool off the throne and we're kicking into the curb. And what we're doing is we're carrying out the directives of wisdom. Number four, responsibility for happiness. Reality number four, since you are the overseer of the control room, then take careful heed to whom you allow to pull the strings. Now, every failure of man comes down to the overseeing of his mind, his will, and his emotions. And the fact is that many men are terrible overseers. You could tell by their health disintegrating due to lack of self-control and all of these different things. Now, some fail because they don't understand the true knowledge of their duties. Others fail because they allow ignorance and foolishness to reign. Now, many more fail because they desire to do so. But the reality is, of every man that begins to fail inside of life, they quickly find someone to blame and to shift responsibility, give rationalizations and justifications. Number five, responsibility for happiness. Reality number five. How are your navigation skills? How are you managing your happiness? Now, some men kind of say that they have surrendered control to the divine, yet the divine would cease to be divine if he were to desire to control you. Only the sick seek to control. Now, don't use this spiritual vernacular and nonsense to opt out of your responsibility. Consider yourself animated, empowered, and influenced by nature and the divine, but not controlled. Now, this negative belief system is so thick. I remember talking to a man recently about his addiction, and I began to give him wisdom. I sent him a podcast, and I said, listen to this. He came back after the podcast. I asked him what his biggest takeaway was, and he concluded, and his excuse was, that I must rely on God to change. He must do it for me. And the whole gist of this was, is that it wasn't his responsibility to change, and his behavior and his habits were not his responsibility. And if God sought goodwill, he would take away the desire and do all of these things. And so he was waiting for this magic moment. And people that wait for the magic moment evade responsibility, and they put responsibility on somebody else. Responsibility for happiness, reality number six. Don't let foolishness reign as a king inside of your control room. Now exercise the authority that you have been given by nature and the divine, and understand that you are made in his image. No, it's only by standing inside of your domain as king that you can find the peace that evades you. You must begin to stand up and exercise the authority of your will and your willpower that has been given to you by this divine and by this nature. Now, can you continually fail in controlling your throne room and walk in peace? Absolutely not. The peace and fulfillment is attached to our rising in our authority and beginning to control the things that we can. If we fail to do that, the reality is that there's going to be chaos on every corner. And a man who refuses to stand in his authority will not find the fulfillment that he is looking for. Responsibility for happiness, reality number seven. Resist the things that are detrimental to you. Now, this may seem like common sense and logic, but you don't have to do everything that your body tells you to do. There are animalistic impulses, and there are impulses from the lower nature. And the best thing that we can do is begin to rise in resistance to those. Now, the ultimate way to fulfillment is begin to yield to the divine nature. Now, inside of this, you're going to find much resistance, but the fruit is a lot sweeter. Now, inside of the lower nature, you are not going to find much resistance on the inside of you because everything looks good, right? Nobody is tempted by a crap sandwich. Now, understanding this, that happiness, it means to flourish, and that implies vigorous growth and self-development. Wellness of the soul is pursuing what is healthy for us and understanding that we are empowered by divinity and nature to begin to oppose and resist the things that are not leading to our overall health and development. All right, journal reflection. I want you to begin to think about the detrimental things that you are not resisting. And I want you to begin to write about the pain that is causing you. You see, a lot of the pain comes from what we cause and what we allow. Now, we have either caused the pain and or allowed the pain. And when we fail to resist the impulses that bring us a lot of pain, what that means is that we have caused this and we have allowed this. And the reason why we have done this is because we haven't stood up in our authority to resist this. Okay. And really understanding that is the key to the fulfillment that we are looking for. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Stoic Entrepreneur. My heart's desire is to take Stoic principles and begin to apply them into each area of life and begin to teach others how to do so also. Do me a favor, share this with somebody who would benefit highly from this content, and I will see you soon.